What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are. It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz, we're just a few days away. Ike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. Sunday, we take the field with nothing but the NFC Championship game on our mind. Fritzy, get on board or get run over. Holla at you, boy.
Boots to asses on Sunday.
There you go.
Boots to asses.
In the snow and the cold.
Don't get me talked about snow and football.
And the wind.
Yeah. We don't need the wind.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Maybe Jake will be better in the wind.
Nah, that's not my concern.
What? Oh. Wind won't affect the passes if you don't throw it.
Well, wind won't affect the passes for one of the quarterbacks.
Right. Okay.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Here
we're
go.
Not talking about Jalen. Yes. We're not talking about Jalen. He's a winner.
We have a big show, as we always do. The great Shiel Kapadia joins us at 3 o'clock to preview the game. B West, the great Brian Westbrook, joins us at 3:30.
He will be here at 3:30.
Yes. Not every Eagles, former Eagles running back calls when they're supposed to, but Brian Westbrook, I'm confident, will. And Mike Mayock will join us at 4 to help preview the game. And as always, at 5 o'clock, we have the top 5 at 5. So we start the show asking, I ask as a favor to you who are listening right now, because I know a lot of times when we have a topic or ask you a question, you maybe say what you think everybody wants to hear you say instead of saying exactly what you feel. So today is a Tell the Truth Thursday. So when you call us at 215-592-9494 at this topic, we are asking you to be honest, 100% honest about your feelings. And here is what you need to be honest about. I was reading around, you know, playoff previews, so on and so forth, and I stumbled onto NFL.com, who has their playoff power rankings. And they ranked the teams remaining and where they think each team ranks in terms of their opportunity to win the Super Bowl. And here's where they had the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, number one, they have the Kansas City Chiefs. Number two, they have the Detroit Lions. Then they have the Buffalo Bills. Then they have the Baltimore Ravens. And they have the Eagles, number five. They have the Eagles as the fifth most likely team to win the Super Bowl. So before I reveal on Tell the Truth Thursday where I believe the Eagles are, Ike, where do you think the Eagles are? Remember, you got to be honest today. Tell the truth as to where you believe the Eagles rank in this hierarchy.
Well, first of all, I tell the truth all the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's just, I'm just... You know, everybody's got to play by the same rules.
Okay. I know what you're saying.
Okay.
And I'll say, based on where we are right now, I'd probably say no worse than third.
Okay.
Right? You know, you got to take a team out of the AFC. I'd take Kansas City. They're the number one seed. It's going to be difficult for somebody to go into Arrowhead and beat them. That's not Joe Burrow or Tom Brady. And on the NFC side, you know, although I believe the Eagles are slightly better than the Detroit Lions, we don't have home field advantage. So, and I respect the home field advantage, even though I lost two of them, I believe, at home in the NFC Championship.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
He went after himself.
Yeah, two or three. I can't even remember. But it is hard to go on the road in that conference title game and win. So you got to take care of business Sunday, and you're going to have a difficult task if Detroit does what they're supposed to do Saturday night. So I would have them just on, if I'm being honest, I would have them behind Detroit and Kansas City as far as favorites to win the Super Bowl.
All right. On Tell the Truth Thursday, I will give you mine. So I have them fourth. I have them fourth. I have the Kansas City Chiefs ahead of them. I have the Detroit Lions ahead of them, both for the reasons you said. And I also have the Buffalo Bills ahead of them. Mm. The reason I have the Bills is quite simply because I trust the quarterback more. There's something about Josh Allen this year where, to me, it feels like it's one of those years for him. And, you know, and the reason I have the Eagles ahead of the Ravens is with my eyes, I've seen the Eagles beat the Baltimore Ravens. So I can think of a game at a neutral site.
Yeah, where I believe, hell, that was in their building.
Yeah, it was in their building. I think it could happen again. So if I'm telling the truth, I would have the Eagles fourth. Now, I know overall, you might say that the Buffalo Bills are not a more talented team than the Philadelphia Eagles, and that I guess that's true. But I think, you know, they're 14 and they were 14-3 in the regular season, just like we were. Mm-hmm. And I think their quarterback is playing at such a high level, which I think is extra important when you get down to those things. You know, our Super Bowl, we had the one that we won. We had incredible performance from Nick Foles. Even the one that we lost, we had an incredible performance from Jalen. And I just like, if I'm being honest, I would put the Bills ahead of the Eagles. So I would have the Eagles fourth. Jack, Tell the Truth Thursday. Where do you have the Eagles in the Super Bowl hierarchy?
And once again, mm-hmm. just like everyone else in this show, mm-hmm. I always tell the truth and nothing but the truth. I also ask the callers when I pick up, I say, are you going to tell the truth today?
So okay, yes.
There's no Bible they got to put their hand on, but okay. I'm taking them at their word.
Okay.
So I have the Eagles third. First off, I think they're better than the Chiefs. And I think that we are doing this whole thing where we got to give the Chiefs credit. And while I hear that, I don't think they're that good this year. Like, I don't think Mahomes has been that good this year. I think the defense is really good, but there's been something off about the Chiefs, and they've kind of won a lot of games in a fraudulent way. So I'm putting the Chiefs on fraud watch, okay?
They were 15-2.
Yeah. That's fine.
In an off year.
That's fine.
With a magician at quarterback.
I would be shocked if the Chiefs won the Super Bowl this year.
Okay.
Shocked?
I'd be shocked.
Okay.
I would go Lions, Bills, Eagles, Chiefs. So I have the Eagles third.
You have the Chiefs fourth.
Yeah, take that, Andy. Yeah.
I just know if you get to the Super Bowl and there's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes on the other side, I would be scared. Yeah,
they got to get there first.
But that's a good point. They do have to get there first.
I do. Well, somebody has to go to Kansas City and win.
Yeah, you know who's going to do that?
Yeah, who?
My Bronco. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Oh, is he the new Bronco?
Nah, he's everything.
All right. 215-592-9494. It is Tell the Truth Thursday. So when you call us and you tell us, the question is, where do you honestly think the Eagles rank in the NFL in their opportunity to win the Super Bowl? Ike has them third mm-hmm. behind the Chiefs and the Lions. I have them fourth behind the Chiefs, the Lions, the Bills. And Jack also has them third behind the Lions and the Buffalo Bills, and he has them ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs. The thing is about the Chiefs, I'm not putting anybody ahead of the Chiefs until they give me a reason to.
Exactly.
And by the way, they had the best record in the NFL.
Yeah.
They tied for the best record in the NFL. Yeah, so I can't do it.
I don't care how it looks. They just showed you last year they can win with it looking the way it looks like this.
Yes.
They just showed you that.
215-592-9494.
They just showed us that.
So there's certain callers that I worry about telling the truth. And though I respect our leadoff hitter, I'm a little concerned that
he could be a little biased.
Well, he's chest poundy a little bit. So Corey from Columbus, Corey, you're on WIP.
Tell the truth. All I do is tell the truth. Look up my record. My record with stuff I say. I'm barely wrong. See, like y'all's batting average is low. That's why I lead off, because I'm a get on base. You know what I'm saying? That's why y'all want me to lead off. I'm gonna
yeah, but is it via walk or is it via a base hit?
All I know is my batting percentage is like 90%. Rest of y'all, I know. See, we don't got to pull up the receipt. I know somebody had a 10-7. I know somebody had – see, I know somebody wasn't on the Nick Sirianni train. You know what I'm saying? I know – see, people like to amend what they say and make it seem like we forgot – what
real quick, before
16-1.
Before you give your truth prediction, before the year, because we're checking batting averages, where did you have Jalen ranked in terms of quarterbacks in the NFL?
Oh, I had him top five.
Okay. Do you now?
Hey, can you let me ask you one question?
All right. Okay.
Let me ask
we
you
We can
one
move
question.
On. Yeah.
No. When you look at QBR and passer rating, the two most important stats when they come to the quarterback, tell me where you rank that. That's all I got to know.
Let me ask you something, Corey. Do you think he's one of the five best quarterbacks? Corey, do you think he's one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL?
I mean, he's going to show you on Sunday he is.
All right, I'm just the third time.
Oh, he gonna tell you on Sunday he is.
The third time. Do you think he's one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL?
He gonna show you on Sunday.
Tell the truth Thursday.
It's tell the truth Thursday. Yeah, the guy can't even answer a question.
Yes. I already said yes. Right. You fucked up. Right. Damn. I got.
Sound like a lunatic.
I got the Eagles as the second best team because what would Flair say? What would Flair say? To beat the man. You got to beat the man. You know what I'm saying? And we lost to the man last time we played him. But it's coming again. Hey, and I'm going to go ahead and put a bold prediction out there. Hey, delegation, stand up. We're going to have history on Sunday. We're going to have four brothers in the conference championship.
In the conference title game?
Four brothers.
Wow.
In the conference.
So let me get this one. Let me see. We got Baltimore, Kansas City. And then or Houston, either one.
And Jaden Daniels.
Oh, hey.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Brothers. He's going Jaden Daniels and Jalen. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, okay. We got four brothers. It's going to be history, and I'm telling the truth. We the second best team.
Hold up. Second best team, but this isn't about who's the best team, right? It's who has the best chance to get to win the Super Bowl. So even if you think the Eagles are a better team than Detroit, Detroit will be at home, did have off last week. You have them ahead of Detroit.
Listen to me. And I'm a religious man.
Yes.
And I'm not being blasphemous, but you know, sometimes they say, you know, he may not come when you want him, but he be there right on time.
Yeah.
Listen, see, a lot of y'all been out here wondering when he's going to show up. It's money time on Sunday, baby. We had the Green Bay Filet last week. Random chops on the grill this week, baby. It's coming. Don't worry about it. Because you see, he you may not think he don't listen, but he listens. We got a big game and on the snow, too. Oh,
real quick. Real quick, before we let you go, Corey. So you have them behind the Chiefs, so that you would say the Chiefs have the best chance to win the Super Bowl. So that would mean that you think the Eagles aren't going to win the Super Bowl.
I just say you to beat it, man. You got to beat them.
All right,
man.
Okay.
The best.
All right, okay, fair.
Until we beat them, I can't say we the best yet.
Okay, all right, fair. All right, Corey.
Well, to Corey's point.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the call, Corey.
Jalen ranked 8th in QBR and 6th in quarterback rating.
Which is not top five.
It's not top five, but I'm just saying. It's not far off from it. You guys started talking like he's in the bottom third of the league.
No, well, I have him 14.
I'm just saying, that's how it sounds like we discuss him, like he's in the bottom third of the league versus being in one of the top third of the league. Right?
Now,
you would agree with that. If I ask you top third or bottom third, where would you go? It's Truthful Thursday.
Top third or bottom third?
Yes.
If those are my only, because my real choice is mid third, but I would say closer to bottom third than top third.
Okay. Bottom third.
Yeah, I know where you're at.
Yes. Well, I don't know, actually, because if I have him 14, that is closer to top third.
Well, he can't be 14 now. Sure. How could you have other quarterbacks ahead of him who didn't even win or in the playoffs or make the playoffs?
Well, Joe Burrow didn't make the playoffs.
Okay, that's the one exception.
Well, I mean,
we already know he's ahead of Jalen. I'm talking about those marginal guys that's in that 8 to 14 range. How many of those guys are absolutely better than Jalen?
Well, as I've said many times, there I don't think there's a lot of absolute in that range. I think in the 7, 8 to 15 range, I think there's
so something has to separate them. And winning has to separate them.
Personal preference separates them.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert's up there, and he throws 4 turnovers.
In one game, but in the season, he threw 3 turnovers.
But when the game mattered the most, when he had to be at his best, this
absolutely.
Is what he did.
I'm not a huge Herbert guy. I would still take Herbert over.
I'm just looking at some of these other guys, and I'm like, he has to be closer to this versus those other guys. Those other guys have to be behind him.
Well, those other guys don't have coaches who are actively trying to not have him do his job, which is what the Eagles do with Jalen Hurts. So it's a different situation. It's a different situation. All right. It always comes back to friggin' Jalen. I just couldn't even escape it.
Well, no, because that's honestly, if you're being honest, that's what has you have them at 4th. It's not the overall Eagles team. It's not the defense. It's not the O-line. It's not the receivers. Well, it's not the running game. It's the quarterback why you have him
low. Not really, because think about this. I think Jaden Daniels and I think Lamar Jackson are both better than Jalen, but I have the Eagles ahead of both of those teams.
No. But that's because the Eagles team is obviously better. I'm talking about the teams that you have in front of the Eagles.
Yep.
It has to be the quarterback that is separating them.
Well, no. Kansas City Chiefs.
Because the Eagles are a better team than the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs is the quarterback. And it's whatever magic
they have.
The
Eagles are a better
have.
Team than Buffalo.
As far as talent, total talent,
yes. They're better than, than Buffalo.
But I said with that, the difference for me is Josh Allen.
Right.
And Detroit, I think Jared Goff is better than Jalen, but not like excessively.
But it's an argument that the Lions are a better team. That's a fair argument.
The reason I have Buffalo ahead of the Eagles is because of the quarterback.
All right, I just wanted to push you a little bit.
All right.
Because, I mean, the Eagles team is a very good team.
It is. That's why we can't.
And that's why we can't allow your thoughts about the quarterback to cloud your judgment about the team. This is a damn good team.
And I think, look, fourth is only one spot behind where you have them.
Well, no, but my only point is that I think sometimes when we look at the Eagles, we view them through the prism of looking at Jalen versus how good they really are as a team.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's fair. And that's why I have them over teams that I think have better quarterbacks than the Eagles do. 215-592-9494. Jim in Marlton. Tell the truth Thursday. Tell the truth, Jim. Where do you have the Eagles?
I have them second, Spike.
Behind?
And I had behind KC. I mean, of course, you got to beat the king to become the king. I mean, when I look at all the factors, I kind of agree with what Ike just said. I think you're a little bit more skewed towards the Jalen, and I'm looking at the team, the entire team. I mean, where do we rank in defense this entire year? Weren't we first?
Number one.
Yes.
Okay. And don't defenses have a lot to do with winning championships?
So do offenses. When we won the Super Bowl, when we won the Super Bowl in 2018, won the Super Bowl, was that a defensive win or was it an offensive win?
No.
Being honest, on Honest Thursday, it is probably an offensive win.
Well, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, probably. I mean, they put up like 500 yards against us or something. So, it was definitely an offensive win. It's when you want to win the Super Bowl, it everyone has to at some point be great. Like, it might not be in that game, but the Eagles' defense, if they weren't as good against the Atlanta Falcons, we're not in the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
So like, through the playoffs, it eventually has to be everyone, I think, usually. You know, even the Legion of Boom teams, like, Russell Wilson was really, really good during those and made great plays. So the interesting question to me is why you have them ahead of the Lions, who were 15-2 and have home field advantage and were in the NFC Championship game last year.
I think, Spike, because of them only being in the game these past few years, they don't have a seasoned coach like we do who's now 500 in the playoffs. He's 3-3. Well, what is Dan Campbell? Is he 1-1-2 or again? I mean, I'm putting a little bit on the coach.
Last
the coach has really been a good coach.
He's two and one.
And we beat the Ravens.
Hold up. Wait, real quick. Dan Campbell's 2-1 in the playoffs.
Yeah, because he had to win two last year.
Yeah, so he's 2-1 in the playoffs, and I guess I would say Nick Sirianni got to the Super Bowl as an 0-1 playoff coach going into that year. So I hear what you're saying, but it's not like Dan Campbell's some idiot, and we got to the Super Bowl with Doug Peterson, who had not won a playoff game as a head coach when he won the Super Bowl. We got to the Super Bowl with Nick Sirianni, who coming into that year was 0-1 in the playoffs. So Nick Sirianni has more playoff experience than Dan Campbell, but Dan Campbell is not like some 28-year-old who woke up, you know.
And in addition, Spike, we did beat the Ravens this year, the team that you have ahead of us.
No, I have the Eagles ahead of the Ravens. I do.
Oh, okay.
I have the Bills ahead of.
I
have the Bills ahead.
I enjoy listening to you. Have a great afternoon and go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Thank you, Jim. To me, it's like, I think there's going to be, most people are going to have Kansas City up there. To me, it's about the other teams. Jack is the outlier on KC.
Yep.
And I feel like you're tempting fate. I appreciate the take. I wonder if we put you on the the lie detector.
But it's Tell the Truth Thursday, so you don't need to worry about the lie detector. I've been anti-KC this entire year.
Okay, so so if just to lay this out, if the Eagles play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, you would feel like the Eagles would win that game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think the Chiefs are making the Super Bowl.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And I would say this, because since we're being, it's a truthful Thursday.
Yes.
If Jalen in the passing game were playing at a higher level right now, they would be the number one team in football.
By far.
Without question.
Without question.
They would be the number one team in football. Some would argue, Spike, when we talk about the Lions, just take a minute to digest this real quick.
Okay.
I look back at their record, their schedule. Most impressive wins have come against the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers. Could it be that their division is a little overrated? If you watch what happened with Green Bay this past weekend and what happened with Minnesota, I mean, I'm looking at the Lions' schedule. They beat the Rams in overtime the first week of the season.
Okay, first
game of the season, they beat the Rams in overtime. After that, I mean, again, you got to go.
They beat the Texans.
After Jared Goff threw five interceptions against them.
Yeah.
And you look
and
at
they
the
lost
rest
to the Bills.
You look at the rest of their schedule. They don't have the impressive wins on their schedule except for their own division. And could we have overrated? We thought their division was the best division in football. The two teams that played this weekend from that division looked like they were completely outclassed. Packers and Vikings.
Yeah, it's a good point. They also didn't. It's not like they have losses to, like, they lost to the Bills in a shootout, which I think, no, they lost at home for sure.
It's no problem losing to the Bills. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it's not like they dominated a bunch of good teams all year, that when they've been pushed with teams, they've shown that they can be beaten.
Yeah, I still think going through an NFL season, maybe
Well, Minnesota just went 14-3.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is going through an NFL season in that division, even if it's a little overrated, is still a better division than most divisions. Better than the NFC East. It's better than the NFC West. It's better than the NFC South.
I don't know. Is Washington better than the Vikings and Green Bay?
Well, but there's only one Washington, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but they have there's two other really good teams in that division that they have to play.
What's Green Bay's most impressive win this year?
Well,
they didn't have any. All I'm saying, I've been more impressed with what Washington has done with lesser talent and a rookie quarterback than what Minnesota and Green Bay has done as a team.
If Detroit didn't have the year before it, I would be.
I'm not saying they're not a good team.
Yeah.
That's different. Yeah. I'm not saying they're not a good team. I'm just saying we almost assume that they're unbeatable, like they're this juggernaut. And I'm just saying, when they have faced quality opponents, they've had to win shootouts.
Sure.
And it's not like they've dominated those opponents.
Yeah.
So when I look at the Eagles, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I may have us at number two or number one.
Wow, it only
is. Because Jack's already convinced me that the Eagles are better than the Chiefs. That's all I needed was a little bit of convincing.
Yeah, it's 22 minutes.
You've seen that Chiefs team?
I have seen it.
At one point, the fraudulence has to run out.
Stop calling them frauds.
They're
not frauds. I'm not going that far with them.
Somebody save this
but
audio.
But I mean, the Eagles are a damn good football
team. They're the best overall team in football, minus the quarterback.
All right. It's time.
But they are. I mean, they are.
But that's what everybody looks at, though. It is.
That's the only reason the Bills are ahead of the Eagles, the only reason the Lions, and the only reason the Chiefs. That's it.
So it's
the Truthful Thursday.
Thursday. The NFL.com has the Eagles as the fifth most likely team to
that's
win the
ridiculous.
Super Bowl.
When
you, once again, hates Philadelphia.
When you call us and you tell us where you think the Eagles rank, you have to be truthful about it. Now, speaking of truth, A.J. Brown, pretty much always truthful. A.J. Brown talked a little bit after practice yesterday and maybe said something that was truthful, and we will talk about it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question. Where would you rank the Eagles amongst the remaining teams left in the NFL playoffs? The because there's a limit on how many we can put here. There is first or second, third or fourth, fifth or sixth, or seventh or eighth. Where, like, because we can only do four options. So 52% have them first or second.
Okay.
43% have them third or fourth.
Okay.
3% have them fifth or sixth, and 1% have them seventh or eighth.
Haters.
Yeah, I think I got to move on. I got to move up to two. Sorry.
You have us ahead of the Chiefs now or ahead of the Lions?
I don't know.
Oh.
Let's put him at one. I mean,
give it time. We have a four-hour show.
I mean, that's where I really want to put him at. I want to put him at one, but I got to be honest. If Jalen was playing better, they would be at one.
But he's not.
He's not.
Okay, so if you move him up to two, because it's Tell the Truth Thursday, I can't let you off the hook. You have to pick who you have them ahead of.
I think they're better than the Chiefs. I do. Listen, I'm a Big Red guy. I love Big Red. Those guys. They're my AFC team.
Yeah.
One of them, yes.
They're one of my AFC teams.
Yeah. Hard to keep track of all the AFC teams.
But yes. Jack's right. They're not frauds, but he's right in the sense that it's really more about respect for the Chiefs than them being a dominant team. Now, they won 15 games. You can't deny that. But they could have easily lost five of those games.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually won a game blocking a field goal from the 30-yard line against the Broncos, against Bo Nix.
Dude, they almost lost to the Panthers in Carolina.
They got way too many.
We almost lost to Jacksonville at home.
True enough, you're right. We almost lost
to Cleveland.
You're absolutely right. I'm just saying, the Chiefs have had a lot. How many one-score games? Like, the Chiefs have, like, 10 wins by one score this year.
That's a lot of
one-score wins.
Yeah, at some point, it's going to catch up to them.
It's going to catch up to you, yes.
But the end of the year, they definitely played better. And I don't know the scores at the end of the year, but I feel like the last...
Yeah, I mean, before the Wentz debacle, they won. They beat the Browns 21-7. They beat the Texans 27-19. And they beat the Steelers 29-10. So that was good. But right before that, they beat the Panthers by 3. They beat the Raiders by 2. And they beat the Chargers by 2. And that was just because of a blocked field goal because Justin Herbert's a winner.
I feel like... But he lost.
Yeah, but it's how you play.
Yeah, the thing that you're saying moves the Chiefs down for you,
right?
Moves them up for me.
I think the Lions are more legit than the Chiefs. I think the Eagles or the Lions would beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm never picking against the Chiefs until
neither
they
am
lose.
I.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying. I mean, now if the Eagles get there, we are picking against the Chiefs.
You're picking against the Chiefs.
Well, I hate y'all, man.
I'll be with you. Don't you worry. I'm with you.
I'm out. I'm out with y'all too, man.
Finally listened to everybody.
If the Eagles get there against the Chiefs, you guys aren't picking the Eagles.
I don't know. I got to see it.
What the hell?
I got to see it.
Let me see how one's playing by that point.
Let's get past the Rams first, and then I'll worry about that. All right. It's Tell the Truth Thursday. Where do you have the Eagles in the hierarchy of likelihood to win the Super Bowl? NFL.com has them fifth. I am fourth. Ike now has them second.
Yes.
Behind the Lions.
Behind the Lions.
And Jack has them third behind the Lions and the Buffalo Bills. All right.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. You got to tell the truth. JT and Langhorne, you're on WIP. JT. In Langhorne.
Damn it, JT.
I'm gonna put JT on hold. Brian in New Jersey, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Brian?
What's up, B?
So, where did you say this list is? NFL.com?
Yep.
Yeah, because I'd seen a sports line. It said, like, via sports line, and it had all the percentages, and the Eagles were literally first. It went Eagles at 21%, Detroit at 17%, Buffalo 17%, Baltimore 16%, whatever. I just thought...
I don't know what you're looking at. I mean, I can tell you the betting odds. I think the Eagles are fourth. I'll look right now. They're either third or fourth. Everyone... Hold on. Let me tell you right now. So Lions are plus 275. The Chiefs are plus 350. And then the Eagles are plus 400. Ravens plus 475. And Bills plus 550. So they're third. And like depending on where you look, everyone will be in a different spot. And if you're talking about percentages, maybe it was a computer model that ranked the Eagles really, really high. So I don't know where they had them. But where do you have them?
Okay. So I got them at 2/3. I think I could see 2. If I think Jalen is going to play better. Once we see him play better, I think you definitely solidify them at two. But I got the Lions and Ravens somewhere in there. I think the Lions are the best team. I need to see them against us. Like, everyone's wanted to see the Lions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to see how we measure up to them. I think our defense puts them over the top. I just need to see. Like, I'm not trying to cop out of the, tell you the truth, Thursday, but I have them around two or three. I really think they're right.
Well, let's
there.
Be honest. We'll be rooting for Washington Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
You would rather play the NFC Championship game
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we'll be rooting for the Commanders.
Yeah, I'm
Saturday.
Not, honestly.
Oh,
no,
stop it.
No, hear me
you're
out.
You're a psychopath.
Are you nuts?
You want to beat the best or not?
No, I don't care about any of that nonsense.
Because you guys are soft and you don't believe in the Eagles. I want them to take down the Lions. I don't want this to be fraudulent.
Listen, I don't care if they had to play Carolina Sunday to get to the Super Bowl, man. Yeah. I don't care who it is.
And well, they'll do well in NFC Championship games against Carolina.
Here's why.
That's probably not a good example by me, yes.
Here's why it wouldn't be fraudulent. If we beat Washington, it will have mean that Washington beat Detroit.
Best, yes.
So then,
any given Sunday.
Yeah.
Right. So I have a quick question for Spike.
Yeah.
So it's tell the truth Thursday. Oh, so I want you to tell the truth.
Oh,
I hate this.
Oh, I love this.
Yep.
So if you could hypothetically, if you could take one player off their respective team, who are you taking off? Embiid or Jalen Hurts?
Wait, I don't understand exactly what you're asking me.
So you're just snapping your finger and one player disappears from their team.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not really that tough of a question.
Jalen Hurts. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Brian. I know what you're trying to do, but unfortunately, this is like a really, it's just like a really easy question, because if you take Jalen Hurts off of the Eagles, I'm not saying they have a better chance to win the Super Bowl with one of their backups, but they certainly could. They certainly have a better chance than the Sixers have
without
Joel Embiid. Without Embiid there, I mean, you see what happens. But they can't win a game. So I know what you're trying to do, and if the question is, do I think the Sixers are going to win a championship with Joel Embiid? The answer is very clearly no. But that's more about the team than it is about the player, you know?
I'm kind of in on the callers, though, turning around Tell the Truth Thursday.
You can do that.
Yeah.
You can Tell the Truth Thursday.
Yeah.
Wide open. We're a wide open book.
Well, no, hell no, we're not.
Yeah, we sure are. Did I start the fight in Atlanta? Has to answer it truthfully.
Well, it don't matter what I say there. Yeah. I've been telling the truth. Nobody wants to hear it.
Nope. No. Even I think Trot told us that you did.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah,
according to me, you did. We're going to, you know, AJ sort of told the truth yesterday.
Yes, he does.
We will play that for you right after I tell you. I'm going to tell you the truth. Listen right now and Tell the Truth Thursday. You have really screwed up in not replacing your older drafty windows, because you think it's cold now. Next week, I was looking at the weather. I think Monday, there's a low of 8 and a high of 15. And you got those drafty windows. Your energy bill's going to be sky high. If it's not, you're going to be 6 blankets when you're laying on the couch. Guida wants to help. They have their big winter sales event. They know it's cold. They know you need to replace those old drafty windows and the doors. So the big winter sales event gets you 40% off every window and door you buy. 40% every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window with free high performance low E glass. 40% off any door, an insulated entry door, storm door, garage door, whatever it is. And maybe you're a little light in the pocket because of the holidays, so you can start your project with no money down, pay it off interest-free for up to a year. This is only going through January, so do it now. If you need new windows or doors, what I want you to do, get all of the details by calling 877-GO-GUIDA. And when you're on the phone with them, you can schedule a free in-home estimate, or you can just go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. So the AJ did not practice yesterday. He did say he was going to practice today.
He is practicing.
There you go.
He's practicing today?
Yeah. He is.
Awesome.
Yeah. So he said he wasn't practicing because of injury management or whatever yesterday, but he was asked in the locker room after the game how he felt, and here in the game and after the game, and here's what he said.
AJ, how did the knee feel after the game? I know you weren't at practice today. Was that the same as last week, just managing it?
Yeah, I felt fine after the game. You know, came out clean, and you know, it's just all a part of the plan. You know, I'll be out there tomorrow. So
did you feel like yourself out there on Sunday, or did you feel like your knee impacted you?
No, I was fine, moving around fine. You know, I was open, and you know, I was cool.
I was open. Yeah. I love him, man.
Do that in there on purpose.
He
now,
is the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. He really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
we'll be the big bad media and misinterpret what he said and everything else.
Oh, but, I was fine. I was open.
Yeah.
I was open. Oh, because, and you know what? I didn't hear what the next question was, but, and no one bit, but if the wide receiver who had one catch on Sunday, the star wide receiver had one catch, and you're asking him questions, and he says, I was open. Isn't the next question, like, well, why didn't you have more than one catch?
Why didn't you get the ball, yeah. Yep, why didn't you get the ball then?
He is something else, man. I love him to death.
Yeah.
I don't want an Eagles team without AJ ever, man. So there you go. Well, it's good. It is good that he's practicing today because he hadn't really practiced in 2 weeks.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It's good that he's going to be out there today because if nothing else, that shows that he feels good enough to practice.
Right. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of continuously resting the knee to try to get him ready for Sunday.
Well, and all jokes and Jalen stuff aside, I think one thing we were worried about with Sunday with the one catch is, well, we didn't know how he felt out there, right? And there was the fake tush-push. We're like, well, did he not catch up to it?
I went back and looked at that play. Again, look at it a couple times.
Yeah.
It was the right throw to overthrow him and see if he can run under and catch it.
Yep.
Because I just think it was too tight of a window to try to fit it in there with both those defenders around, AJ.
It also felt like, and I actually haven't watched this since Monday morning, but I felt like Jalen maybe stumbled a little bit out of the
play fake.
Out of the play fake. He was low, and I feel like maybe he was getting to that throw, maybe a split second, because early in that play, AJ had those guys beat. And then maybe.
But it's not a quick hitting play.
Right. Yeah,
it's a play that's supposed to be down the field.
Yeah, it can't be. So, all right, 215-592-9494. It is Tell the Truth Thursday. Where do you have the Eagles ranked as far as Super Bowl contenders? NFL.com has them fifth. Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. Yo. What's up, Ike?
Do my phone better?
Yeah, seriously, bro. We never had that issue with you before,
man. I understand. Listen, Talk Truth Thursday, man. My phone was horrible. Yo, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
Spike, before I say where I got the Eagles, I'm coming at you.
Goodness gracious.
For one, you just
four said, hours of this every friggin' day. Yeah.
No. I got to come at you because you just said that Kansas City, you giving them an upgrade because they've been in all these close games. But most of the weeks you kill the Eagles because you say they're not winning comfortably enough for you.
Well, they're different.
Which one is it?
No, that's fair. You can believe in it or not, but it's impossible for you to not understand if I say this team, who has been the best team of the decade and are on the verge of, like, you could say dynasty team, who just won two Super Bowls, who has debatably, you know, may end up with a quarterback who may end up as the best quarterback of all time in his prime. We have a head coach who will end up as one of the three best head coaches in the history of the NFL. Just sort of like waltzes through the regular season and only half-asses it and ends up at 15-2. That's different than a team that is not in that position. So for me, the reason that I'm putting the Chiefs there is not specifically their performance this year. It's that their performance was not that good, and somehow they wound up with the best record in the NFL and in a position to win another Super Bowl. So it's, for me, it's more about respect for what the Chiefs have done. And you see it in other sports, right? When a team is that good, they can get to a point with regular seasons where it's hard to get up for it.
Say the Chiefs did that last year.
Yes, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl. So I understand what you're saying, but I think the Chiefs and the Eagles are in very, very different positions right now. And I don't think that the Chiefs have the best roster in the NFL. I think you could make the argument that the Eagles do. And I don't think we went into this season saying that the Chiefs were going to have the best offense in the NFL. But we went into the season thinking that was the case with the Eagles. So I guess there's a lot of context there in there. Though I understand why you asked the question. I think the teams are in very, very different situations.
Let me say why I got the Eagles.
Where do you have them?
I got them number one.
Okay.
And let me tell you why. First of all, like Jack, I don't believe in the Chiefs because as much as you want to say they lost their best cornerback last year, they not the same team. They definitely ain't the same defense, and their offense has not been clicking, so I don't believe in them. And I'm going to take it a step farther. We're number one, and Baltimore number two.
And I'm going to tell you, they're going to beat Buffalo this week. And the reason that Detroit ain't number two or number one or number two is because their defense. Because I believe, just like Ike was saying earlier, football is the most team-oriented sport. And I don't care what nobody say. You need some kind of defense. Yeah, we won a Super Bowl because of our offense. But don't minimize the defense they got to win the game for to get the sack stripped. So, and I don't buy Detroit defense because they beat a garbage Minnesota Vikings defense. I mean, offense a couple weeks ago. So
well, I mean, they did win 15 games.
Cool, and
they scored more points, and they scored more points than any team in the NFL. So
playoff difference, baby. Playoff difference.
Okay, but it's different for us too. Then
it's a belief.
It's different for us too. Then yeah.
It's a belief.
Yeah, sure.
It's a belief.
And how much
the Eagles grind it out better because when they get like to those games, our defense
because they have to. Let me ask you this last question: how much weight do you put on the Detroit Lions, and not just the Detroit Lions at home, but typically a dome team at home is way better than they are on the road? How much weight do you put the fact that if we get to the Super Bowl, we're going to have to go to Detroit and play them at home where they're excellent?
That matter. You want to know what I think about that? That's just going to make our Super Bowl more legit. Because I'm tired of when they used to kill the Phillies for beating the Diamond. I mean, for beating the Diamond Rays or whatever they named, Sun Ray,
whatever.
And I'm tired of them saying that the Eagles wasn't that good when we beat Atlanta and we had a little soft schedule. Because they always minimize our road. So we got to take the tough road so nobody can say nothing. Because all these chumps that be on these national radio TV shows and stuff like that, they be taking their shots, but they know the truth.
They know it.
Take shots at, they always know. Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to. And when they get to the end of it, I don't think the Eagles going to lose. Because they know we the best team.
Okay.
So that's all I got to say.
All right, Ike. Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
Tell the truth Thursday. I think Ike was telling the truth. I believe him. I believe him. I believe that he believes it.
Yep.
Let me ask you guys both this, because we're talking a lot about Detroit, a lot about Kansas City. Let's say the Eagles win the game in a normal way on Sunday. Let's say they win 23-14 or something like that. Just a really normal win. Mm-hmm. And let's say Detroit beats Washington in a normal way as well. Let's say they win 28-17, something like that. Something that we could see happening.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles go to Detroit. What do you think the line is?
I would say 3 or less.
Detroit, obviously.
Yeah.
My gut is around 3.5 is where I think. I thought the Eagles-Rams line was going to be a little bit higher than it was. I thought it was going to be around 7.5.
If it opened at 3.5, it definitely ain't closing at 3.5.
You think it'd go down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack, because if you're better, wouldn't you take the Eagles plus 3.5 in Detroit?
The half point would mean a
lot. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I would take the Eagles plus 3.5.
Jack, what do you think the line would be in Detroit?
I think the line would be 2.5.
Wow. Okay.
I think 2.5.
And then one more line question. Let's say the Eagles win. Let's say the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl. Neutral site. Let's say very normal, expected ways that they play.
Yeah.
You know, Jalen plays better than he played on Sunday, but he doesn't turn into Super Bowl 2022 Jalen. He's the best version, a normal version of what we've seen this year. What do you think the line is in the Super Bowl?
Eagles get past Detroit. It's a pick 'em, if not the Eagles being favored.
Yeah, I think it'd be Chiefs minus one.
Yeah, I thought 1.5. I thought Chiefs 1.5. I feel like Vegas has the Chiefs as Super Bowl favorite. So it seems like they believe in it.
Well, everything matters.
Yeah.
Details matter. Who's healthy?
Yes, totally.
If the Eagles go to Detroit and beat them by 2 touchdowns, I guarantee you that changes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, just like the Rams. If the Rams look so good on Monday night,
yes.
I think that I really do think the line was going to be around. And now the previous to that game, the look ahead line was 6.5. Was Eagles 6.5? But the Rams look so good. I think that changed it as well. All right.
Think about this real quick.
Yes.
When they played in Super Bowl 22, I don't know how it ended up at kickoff, but that line went back and forth as who was favored in that game.
Yep.
It went from 1.5 to pick 'em to, like, it went back and forth. By the time of kickoff, I don't know if the Eagles were favored slightly or the Chiefs were.
I think that year, though, there was definitely more consensus that the Eagles were the best team in the NFC that year. All throughout that year. Yeah.
It opened Eagles, or it ended at Eagles minus one.
Oh, there you go.
Only reason why I say that is that to me, this is a harder road for the Eagles to get to the Super Bowl. So it's more impressive than what they did the last time to get to the Super Bowl.
The crazier line was the line in the 17th Super Bowl. Because then the Eagles opened as like 3.5-point dogs. And they ended almost as a pick'em. Like they got, they got close. Like I think, and because Eagles fans kept betting on it, obviously.
Yeah,
oh yeah, but that's what we do.
Yeah.
draining all the money out of Philly. All right, coming up next.
Well, at least they got rewarded.
So coming up next, Shil Kapadia will join us as he does every Thursday at 3:00. Shil wrote a column earlier this week where he noted that of the 219 quarterback performances over the last 10 years in the playoffs, Jalen's passing performance on Sunday ranked 205.
Damn.
So I want him to explain.
I wonder where Wentz fell at in there. Was he 219?
On the Seattle one?
Yeah, was the only one he played in.
Well, I feel like he didn't. There wasn't enough time.
Oh,
in
he didn't
the game.
Get enough attempts.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't know.
By the way, the referee on Sunday is the ref from the Carson concussion game.
For the Eagles Sunday?
Yeah. Oh. And the Jalen concussion game this year.
Really?
Yeah.
And through CJGJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
0-3 in their last three with him as the ref.
0-3?
Yeah.
Not a good sign.
Fixes in.
So Shil joins us next. This is the Fixes In. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.